Good morning, everyone. Welcome to AXA's 2017 Investor Day. Welcome to those of you who are on the telephone. Welcome to those of you who are on the webcast. And, of course, welcome to all of you here in Paris with us in the room. As you can see on page 3 of the presentation, on the screen, we're going to cover a range of topics today which we believe are of interest and importance to our shareholders. Thomas will introduce the day by sharing his vision for insurance and the ways in which we are simplifying and refocusing AXA to accelerate our transformation and foster growth. George will then lead us through the guiding principles and implications of the recent changes we have made in simplifying our organisation. George and Gerald will then provide us with an update on our US IPO, outlining the implications of the IPO for the AXA Group and its shareholders. We'll then take a coffee break, probably around 10 a.m. After the coffee break, Gerald will take some time to walk us through the links between operating free cash flow and Solvency II. And we know this is an important topic for the entire industry. Gerald's presentation will highlight the strong reliability and sustainability of AXA's cash and Solvency II generation capacity. Gerald will then lead us through an update of AXA's progress towards the Ambition 2020 targets we shared with you last year. And then finally, Thomas, Gerald and George will return to the stage for a Q&A session. And at the end of that, Thomas will wrap up the morning with his conclusion. Those of you here in the room would then be very welcome to join us for lunch. For the Q&A, we'll be happy to take questions from those of you on the phone or on the webcast. Please follow the instructions you've been given. And as always, we'll give preference to questions coming from those of you here in the room. And now, just before Thomas makes his introduction, we'd like to show you a brief film based around our brand positioning, which captures well the essence of the AXA story and is an important backdrop to many of the topics we'll discuss today.
AXA is on a continuous journey of transformation, one of sustainable growth, partnership, and innovation. Our purpose? To empower people everywhere to live a better life.
I think it's my family first.
Health is the most important part of life.
To feel safe and secure.
A bit of wealth.
I want to lead a productive life.
Building on a powerful brand and an engaged workforce, we are passionate about the people we serve in ways that are human, modern, and simple.
We're helping people make better decisions around health, finance, well-being, security.
We're a company that cares about its people. It's customers.
Being there for the customers, not only when they're sick, but helping them not to get sick in the first place.
Human means partnership. It's about standing side by side with our customers every day. A real partnership.
What do we mean by being modern? It's about being innovative, evolving, and giving solutions which are relevant to people's lives.
There's a lot of innovation going on, new business models, new thinking. So we have to look for new ways of communicating and engaging with customers.
Always be developing tools for our customers to help them make their lives simpler.
Making the customer experience easy and rewarding.
Through focus and transformation, we are changing what an insurance company means to people around the world.
Human, modern,
simple.
For the 9th consecutive year, AXA has been named the number one global insurance brand.
Good morning to all of you. I'm extremely happy to welcome you at AXA here to our Investor Day. And I would like to start the day with my vision for the future of insurance. Many of you have asked me a lot of questions. I have heard a lot of questions from employees, from clients, from distributors about what does insurance, what it will be in the future. When will it be disrupted? What is the role of the GAFAs in insurance? How can you change a company of 100 billion revenue? All these questions are very important, are very guiding for the future. But I think when we talk about the vision for insurance, we should not start at these questions. We should start at the fundamental needs of our customers. You've seen some of them being expressed in the film. If you think about the drastic pictures we've seen from a changing climate in the US, in the Caribbean, when you think about the horrible effects of cyber crisis, when you think about health costs rising 3 to 4 times the GDP, when you are thinking about new ways of work means also new risks, there's many areas where new answers are being needed from insurance. And I personally believe that there is a new golden age for insurance. Many new risks, many new needs that have not been met. And when we look where we are as an industry today, we are not at the level where we can say we have really seized that opportunity. In the service rankings, we are often not in the first places. When you talk to customers and when you take your own experience as a client of an insurance company, trust is not always there the way it should be. We have, however, a great opportunity. 20% of our customers do claim with us today. For those customers, we need to make it easier. We need to make it more transparent, and we need to show more trust. This is probably the easier part of the equation. For the 80% of customers, where we only give peace of mind today, we really need to rethink our offering. Because those people want help. Those people want us to help them to avoid the next claim. And to my mind, service will be the biggest disruptor in our industry. Service is important because we can wrap it around the insurance coverage and we can really help people and be in contact with the people. And that is also why 18 months ago, we have launched our Ambition 2020, which is very much under the guiding view of how can we become from a payer to a partner of the customer. Because at the end of the day, our business model is very different to the business model of the new digital giants. In their world, individualism is the new king. In our world, social cohesion and social growth is the new and the old king and will remain the king. And I do believe that we have a very different model and a model that is really there for the future and for the long term. This model always has one thing in mind. How can we really empower our customers to lead a better life? What does it mean for AXA? Because we are starting from a very impressive base. We are today the most diversified insurer worldwide. We are present in many countries, across many lines of business, and when you look at all the countries, we are often, very often, in the top 1 to top five positions. So a great base to start from with 107 million customers and the number one brand worldwide. This is an excellent base to really develop our AXA further. How can we really implement, focus and transform? Today, we also live in a very complex world. Being in 64 countries, being in all lines of business, being large is also being complex and not having the agility to act fast. And therefore, we are really taking decisions that you have seen yesterday under the motto, how can we simplify AXA to the maximum possible to accelerate, focus and transform? You have seen yesterday that we have announced some very profound changes. The first change is on geography. We want to focus on fewer countries. We want to focus on these countries where we have scale and potential. Recentering our portfolio more towards classic insurance businesses and less financial market-driven businesses. Why? Because we do believe there is the opportunity to be far more in touch with our customer. And that also means we need to get the balance and improve the balance between financial and technical margin. A third big and important decision of yesterday is the simplification of our organization. How can we significantly delayer to be closer to the customer? And the fourth major decision of yesterday, how can we scale up our innovation system? And we have also communicated this morning that we want to attach 20% of our M&A budget to innovation. What does it mean concretely? Let's start with a geographic focus. And the question is always, how do you move from a company that is in 64 markets to a very different view of the portfolio? We have analyzed our portfolio and looked how are we positioned. And the good message first, we are today based on 10 countries that make 80% of the earnings. Those 10 countries are also the ones that have top 1 to top 5 positions. So that is the base for being extremely diversified, extremely global, and having scale on a global level. When you take a step further, we have been looking at where are the countries where we are today very small, but where we still see a large potential in terms of growth of the population and growth of the wealth of the population. We have identified 6 countries. Those countries are Brazil, Mexico, China, Philippines, Thailand, and Indonesia. So going forward, we want to focus ourselves on the 10 current engines. The focus there is really going back to growth. We haven't grown enough in these countries, and transforming the business model, in particular, transforming the distribution model. On the high potentials, the 6 countries I mentioned, there it is really increasing our positions through growth and reaching leadership positions. Going forward, our M&A strategy will focus only on those 10 plus 6 countries. And that is a profound change to what we have been operating so far. Now, looking at the other entities, we obviously have a lot of smaller entities. Those smaller entities, we need to, going forward, do 2 things. We need to reduce and rationalize the footprint, so you will see less than 64 markets going forward. But we also need to manage them in a different way. We don't need to transform those businesses the way we transform France, the way we transform Switzerland. Those can be managed far more in a private equity type of style. This also shows you that we want to put an end to the flag policy that we have been operating for a long time. This, apart from the fact that you will see a rationalization of the footprint, you will also not see another new country being opened. And fourthly, we have clarified some key strategic issues that we had around commercial line business and around investment management. Commercial line is and will remain a very core entity for us. We want to grow in commercial line, and we want to use AXA Corporate Solutions to really fuel the growth of commercial lines in the 10 plus 6 countries. The same is true for AXA Investment Management. It is a core entity, and it will remain a core entity. You have probably heard a lot of rumors about the future of AXA Investment Management. It is very clear now, we have decided to keep it, we have decided it will remain a core asset, and it is an investment manager that is very well positioned. It is large enough, it is very efficient on the fixed income side, and it is excellently positioned on the alternative side. We also want to use AXA IM to really source the assets necessary for AXA. So, fewer countries, simplification of the portfolio. First message. Second message, shift of the portfolio. And this will be quite a radical shift of our portfolio. AXA will have a very different profile going forward. There will be less dependence on financial markets and a refocus on the core insurance business. We want to grow in three preferred segments. One is the health business. We do believe, given the need I have told you about earlier, that particularly due to the rising health cost, health insurance will become far more important. We do want to grow in protection, because disability and making sure that you can work as long as possible, and if not anymore, that you are being looked after, is certainly a market that grows a lot. And the commercial P&C side, and when I talk about commercial, I'm talking about the smaller and medium entities, not about the large commercials. We see a lot of risks that are not being covered, and we see a lot of new risks arising. Take the example from earlier, cybersecurity, only 10% of the companies are covered today. These lines of business are already a very large portion of our portfolio, and we have the very clear determination to grow in these preferred segments. Why do we believe this? Those are the segments where by nature there is the most customer contact. You go more than once in your life to your doctor. As an entrepreneur, you ask yourself every day, what can I do better to improve? So there is a natural point of contact where also moving from a payer to a partner is a natural evolution. Due to the fact that you have the contact, it is also the natural point of offering additional services. And those additional services we have been testing for quite some time. We know now what works and what doesn't work. For example, in France today, we are one of the biggest providers of teleconsultation. Every year, we are helping 5 million people that call to really avoid going to the doctor, to queue up, and those models work. When you look in risk consulting of large companies, we've been focusing ourselves on helping on earthquake exposure, developing models, helping companies. Those business models work extremely well. And what is also important, by shifting the portfolio towards preferred segments and towards more services, those services will have a very different PE to the classical insurance business, since we talk about a much lower capital intensity. Those businesses are also the businesses that are the most profitable and the most growing ones. And due to the fact that AXA has got a very large presence in those 10 countries, has also got a very large presence with distributor networks, it is a natural point of also accompanying our distribution transformation from an agent selling mainly motor business to the agent moving very much to the more complex business. And if you look today into AXA France, you will see that the classical agent has moved away from the motor business, has focused him or herself far more on commercial business, far more on the health business. And I do believe that in these areas, we see the biggest potential for innovation. Going back to what I said earlier, what can we do better for the 20% of customers that do have a claim? What can we do differently and new for the 80% of customers that don't have any claim at all? And this is also the second piece of the M&A story. We want to focus the M&A on the 10 plus 6 countries and on those preferred segments. This also means, to the contrary, that we are going to decelerate on some of our businesses that we do believe are not that strategic anymore. And this is in particular the traditional GA savings business. In order to change the profile of AXA, we need to grow much more in the preferred segments than in the ones that we believe are not so strategic anymore. And that also means that we will probably decelerate our growth and have negative growth rates. And one clear example, which we will talk about today, of our determination to change the portfolio is certainly the partial listing of our U.S. business, where you've seen we have filed for this IPO, the initial S1, yesterday evening. The U.S. is our second biggest market, but in order to change and move the needle, we need to start there and really reshift the means of investment from those focused on financial markets business to the core insurance businesses where we want to grow and where we have the customer contact. In order to really move ahead, we need to scale up our innovation. We've been building an innovation ecosystem which is very large. We started with scouting in Silicon Valley, scouting in China, scouting in Tel Aviv to understand what is going on. We then went to invest. And AXA Strategic Ventures is our investment fund where we invested in new businesses, always with the idea, how can we bring two things together, great ideas of entrepreneurs and scale of AXA. But that was not enough. We went a step further and said, what can we do to really incubate ourselves? Because it is better to really incubate here than having somebody else to cannibalize you. And therefore we founded Comet. Comet is our incubator where we have entrepreneurial teams working on new ideas and launching these new ideas. And that has been a big booster for us and also obviously a big point of friction because the traditionalists and the innovators don't always get on easily. We even went a step further and said, what can we do on a global level? Because it's not only about startups that are the new world, it is also about other industries moving closer to our own industries. And if you look, it is a reality. Many pharma companies, many of the GAFAs, are moving towards our business. The solution of tomorrow is not that they will cannibalize us and take over our business. The solution is that we find ourselves together at the boundary of those sectors. And therefore, AXA Partners for us is extremely important to really leverage that potential of cooperating, of partnering on a global level. To give you a few very concrete examples. Fizzy, you have seen that we have launched a flight delay insurance based on blockchain. This is something radically new because it's an insurance coverage that attaches to another product. It's an insurance coverage that is parametric. There's only two answers, yes, no, zero, one. And it's something where no hand is touching the process. Everything is done automatically and is done on blockchain. Nobody else has launched that yet. If you go a step further and look at CARE, CARE is another teleconsultation that we have launched in London. We have seen that there's many French experts in London, and we also have seen their desire to stay in London despite Brexit. However, they love to go to a French doctor for two reasons. They can speak their own language, and those French doctors are much cheaper than the English doctors. So we have developed a mechanism where the French expert, through video consultation, can get a very quick appointment via a video consultation in their own language and for a third of the price. That pleases everybody. And this has really, really gone off. Or if you take another example on partnerships and AXA Partners, we are very, very concerned about the fact that there is new labor and social risk arising. Today, 130 million people in the US, in Europe, are already working in non-traditional labor arrangements. Those people need new coverages. And it is our conviction that we can offer those type of partnerships and those type of insurances. And therefore, Uber is one of the examples where we have really tested it out, and there's plenty more to follow. We know now what works in innovation, and we also know what doesn't work. The next step is now to scale it up, and scaling up also means to find a bridge into the traditional entities, because the addressable market for us for these innovations is exactly one market, our 107 million customers. And therefore, it's very important that we create that link and that in the next phase, we really go topic by topic to decide what is being built and what is being bought and how can we roll this out now to really scale it up. All of this can only work if we change the management of the group. Simplify to accelerate also means changing the way we work. And this is based on two fundamental convictions I have got. One is, yes, we are large. Yes, we are in many countries, but we can be much simpler. What can we do to simplify ourselves? And how can we leverage the talent, the potential that we have in the markets by empowering those people? And therefore, when you look at the history of AXA, we've been always extremely strong in the financial management of our balance sheet. The fact that we have such a strong and robust balance sheet is the fruit of that. Where we can still catch up is on the operational performance. And therefore, it is my conviction that we really need to put more accent on this one. That goes, on the one hand, with being closer to the entities, but it also goes with having the numbers that go with it. And we have made great efforts to develop a tool where today we have one single source of the truth of the numbers that are relevant for everybody and that are also transparent for all the involved managers in order to discuss one single truth. The second important topic is the full accountability in the local markets. I do believe the further away you take a local decision from a local market, the worse the decision. Let's focus ourselves. Local entities should be fully responsible and empowered on the transformation of the local entity. The group should really focus themselves on making sure that the reputation is guarded and on making sure that we act on behalf of the shareholders, which means essentially the group is there to allocate the capital and to really make that portfolio shift happening. It is not there to control the number of visits of an agent in Rouen. And this also changes fundamentally the way we will operate. I have asked all of the local CEOs now in those 10 plus 6 markets to develop their own equity story. They need to prove to us now, why should we invest in the country? Why should we even invest more? And I can tell you it's a very healthy process. We have done this process with AXA US. We've done this process with AXA Investment Management, and we will be doing it now with those 9 plus 6 entities that are still missing. And one thing is clear, there is no compromise on customer service. One of our commitments has been and will be going forward that by 2020, 100% of our markets will be at market average or above in terms of customer satisfaction. We are working very hard on this. And going back to what I said earlier, we need to address two pieces. How can we make the service for the 20% of customers that we do serve well today much better? But the biggest leverage is how can we increase the service for the 80% of customers where we only offer peace of mind. And their experience often is quite a frustrating one. They get a bill, they manage to do everything not to claim, and as a benefit, they get another bill next year, which is most often higher than the one beforehand. And this is clearly what we want to attack, and therefore we also clearly want to increase in the performance grid of the managers the notion of customer satisfaction to a higher notch than we have it today. Focusing on 10 plus 6 markets also will let me get closer to the entities again. And there is a fundamental change in how we really determine the priorities by country. There will be very few priorities. This is the benefit of simplification. Clear message, few priorities, and it will be focused on growth again. We have not been growing organically enough, and we need to get back. And therefore, when you look at the 5 large geographies, France and Europe is clearly about getting back to growth. AXA France has already shown that growth in a mature market with a leadership position is possible and gaining market share is possible. If the French can do it, everybody else in Europe can do it as well. And therefore, the big question is there, how can we transform the distribution sales force? How can we go away from a siloed sales force of agents, direct, telephone, to a blended distribution where those access points interact together, where they are there for the customer and not in competition to the customer? In Asia, it's a different ballgame. We have today very good positions with the joint ventures on the bancassurance side. Our big focus there is to grow the agency sales force. How can we expand our footprint? How can we come to positions that are all at scale through moving the agency distribution? And I'm very happy that Gordon Watson is with us today, because he was the one recruitment for Asia where we really have very high hopes that agency distribution will grow. Gordon, you have done it at the competition, and we also want to leverage your expertise here. But I would like to you to say a few words. What's your view on AXA in Asia?
Good morning. I am Scottish, so I will speak slowly. That was a special request. No, I think it's been, I think Asia, there's a massive, massive protection gap. The reason I joined AXA was the last 45 minutes you heard Thomas speaking about. It's very clear and coherent what we want to achieve. When I look at the outside in, when I look at AXA, I see innovation. And with the massive protection gap in Asia, there's no one else I feel, that can really maximize. If you listen to Thomas's presentation, he used the innovation word about, I think it was 14 times. Innovation is part of the DNA. That is a huge differentiator. Also, AXA is the only composite insurer in the region. AXA is the number one global brand for 9 years in a row. So it's my job to take it to the next level, to polish that brand, and to make everyone in Asia really, really feel proud. I want AXA in Asia to be the company that everyone wants to work for. And two of my favorite words that you used were simplicity and empowerment. And I think empowering the people and the decisions made closest to the business is a very wise decision. So empowering people to be all they can be, and AXA being all it can be in Asia. So I really don't want to say too much more, but I can't wait to start. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Gordon. So you see, we have high hopes and big plans for Asia. The same is true for the U.S. You will hear more later, but in the U.S., we really want to accelerate the growth, make sure that we improve the efficiency, and also make sure that we optimize our capital. On the international side, that is very much around two things. How can we rationalize and reduce our footprint? We need to be in less than 64 markets going forward, but at the same time, how can we also develop in that areas the growth boosters of tomorrow? On AXA IM and AXA Corporate Solutions, those are core assets to us. Those are engines to really fuel the growth in the entities on the protection side, on the commercial line side. So very few priorities, very clear, very focused on growth. This is only possible with a leadership team that is very much focused on growth and that shares that growth obsession. And I'm very happy to present to you today the new leadership team. They are all here. Make sure that you speak to them. I'm very glad that I've got my final team together. And that is a team that is really consisting of many, many operators. Operators that have a great track record in growth. You take Gordon's track record, you take Jacques de Pirity, you take Antimo Peretta, all people, you take Mark Pearson, all people that have been operating in large markets with a long-term view on the business and have really shown that they can grow in these markets. And I'm very proud that we have this team together now and that we can really accelerate together. Thank you very much, and I will now hand over to George Stansfield.